time to welcome in our chief of police, Baton Rouge's chief of police, TJ Morse. Welcome back. How are you? Happy New Year.
Good morning. Happy New Year. Hope it's treating you well.
So far, so good. Before we get to anything else, you had just mentioned in the break that big day yesterday, huh?
Yeah. So yesterday marked 1 year since I was appointed chief of police.
That was so fast.
Yeah.
I did so, like, it just, that really felt like it happened yesterday.
Yes.
It went by, and it was yesterday plus really a
quick.
Year.
The whole year seemed like it went by quick.
I tell you what, let's go ahead and start there then, because I mean, we want to talk about kind of a year in review from the end of last year and how numbers worked out. But let's talk about how that year kind of grew on you and you grew into the role and getting your feet underneath you and implementing what you want to, where you want to see, you know, your vision head.
Yeah. So, it was a good year. I always say that I am proud to be the chief of police for Baton Rouge Police Department, because I truly believe Baton Rouge Police Department is one of the best departments in the entire state, and if not top in the country. I've been around the country at different departments with my time in the training academy and SWAT, taking classes, teaching classes, so I've gotten to see how other people do things, and we really do have a top-tier, well-trained department here in Baton Rouge.
That being said, though, we've still got, you know, obviously a ways to go before we get to where you want us to be.
Yes. So, yeah, sat down and looked at, you know, some of the wins I had, but especially looked at the goals I still have, some things I still want to achieve. Mm-hmm. And so I have a lot of things that I want to get going. It took me a little bit to get my feet underneath me at the beginning of the year, you know, coming into the new role, just figuring out what it's like to be in administration and having all the meetings. And so now I'm starting to feel like I can do some of the things that I wanted to do and not all the things I needed to do.
How long does that take? I mean, I don't know if you're ever really, like, fully there, but – how long does that take to where the balance of your time is spent on where you want to head versus putting out the fires that are in front of you?
Yeah, I think it's a weekly thing. You know, you write down, hey, this is what I want to accomplish, and then things seem to pop up, and I have to pivot and try to get back to that list as much as I can, for sure.
Yeah, I feel like that's kind of, like, I mean, it's there's a little bit of that in every business.
Yeah,
right?
Every business you see that, for sure.
Numbers for last year, parish-wide, EBR-wide, 113 homicides. That being said, though, I want to say, what was the number within the city limits?
We had 84, so 3 higher than we had the previous year. So we saw a pretty big increase, I think, you know, double-digit percentage increase for the parish.
Yeah.
But inside the city limits for Baton Rouge Police Department, we had 3 more homicides.
To what, I mean, are we able to attribute to reasons behind the increase?
Yeah, so the beginning of the year, especially in 2023, we had a pretty big spike that was carried over from the previous year in 2022, where a lot of it was our group on group, gang on gang, whatever you want to call it. You know, a lot of people go back and forth, geez, why don't you just call them gangs, right? And a lot of it's just semantics. It's, you know,
yeah.
FBI says this to call them gangs, and you have to file this paperwork regularly and all this. So whatever you want to call them, these individuals that are hell-bent on destruction and taking lives and hurting each other and kind of doing these retaliating shootings. So we saw a big spike in that at the beginning of the year, working together, formed this new division, Special Investigation Division, that put a bunch of the different divisions under one roof and gave them a specific task. Hey, look at the drugs, look at these gangs, look at these groups, monitor them, see how we can affect what they're doing.
Baton Rouge Police Chief TJ Morse with us. Okay, so implementation of that looks like what for, you know, just for us living our lives?
Yeah, so the implementation is just simply what I said. You had some different divisions that are almost in silos. I said, hey, y'all going to get underneath the same roof, report to the same supervisor, and work together to go towards targeting these specific individuals so that if they're out there committing robberies, we're going to work with the robbery division to bring charges on them. And they've been successful. That was the group that they did the largest fentanyl seizure that we ever had in the entire state. They were able to get the first indictment working with Hiller Moore grand jury indictment for being involved in gang activity. You know, we hadn't really seen that state charge used in East Baton Rouge Parish. So that was really good achievements that they had.
All right, let me re-ask the question. That doesn't affect boots on the ground. That doesn't affect the number of officers that you have on the streets.
No, it did not. It was okay. Just basically moving some divisions around, like I said, and putting them in different work. And I always, you know, you mentioned in what we did in 2024, and I always like to give praise to my officers and the hard work that they've been doing. Over 200,000 calls for service last year that they answered. 13,300 traffic crashes, 3,800 felony arrests, 624 of those were juveniles. Mm-hmm. Big problem with our juveniles. We talk about the victims and the suspects getting younger and younger. In 2023, we arrested 9 juveniles for homicide. That's 17 and younger. In 2024, we saw that age. State legislature dropped the age to 16 and younger being juveniles, but we arrested 16 juveniles. That's 16 kids that are 16 and younger that we arrested for murder. Not just shooting at somebody, not trying to kill somebody, but actually killing people. We had the shooting that happened at the end of the year on the levee that was going on at the same time as the Christmas parade. 2 of the people that we arrested for that, one was 15, one was 17. We arrested both of them earlier in the year for committing the homicide, and they were out shooting again.
How does that happen?
Good question. You know, we try to monitor it the best we can, and we work with the district attorney's office. But at the end of the day, once we arrest them and we give them over, mm-hmm. it's kind of a joint thing with the district attorney to present to the judges or the commissioners, and then for them to decide on the bond.
District Attorney Hiller Moore was he was here yesterday talking about the backlog that his office has right now, and we ran through all the numbers from homicides to non-fatals to shots fired. We talked a little bit about the fentanyl crisis as well. But it just, it gets overwhelming when you see that, number one, the backlog of cases he already has, and then every single day doesn't look like there's a letting up of new cases. I mean, all y'all could do is arrest them.
Right.
I don't know where do we, from your office's perspective, where do we go from there?
So a couple of things we've been looking at. We've been looking at trying, and we're having to kind of be on pause with the new, you know, as Trump gets inaugurated and puts some new federal prosecutors, those attorneys in place, but trying to work with our federal partners. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of officers assigned to different ATF, FBI, DEA, marshals, all these different task forces. So kind of working with our federal partners, try to put some federal charges on some of the people when warranted.
Okay. Yeah.
I went to a conference not too long ago, Public Safety Partnership, and some of these other jurisdictions, they're actually doing federal carjacking charges on people to help out, to send that stronger message. Hey, you might be in this state, might only give you this, but the federal penitentiary, we're going to give you a more serious offense.
We got BRPD Chief TJ Morrison with us for a couple more minutes. I want to go ahead and move over to a different topic right now, because I want to make sure we have enough time to cover it.
Okay. Let me just mention too.
Since
we're talking about crime, we were up 3 in homicide, yeah. But I do want to let everybody know, because perception is reality. I get it. And you know, that is what, kind of homicide sell. But overall in the city of Baton Rouge, we are down 8.5% in violent crime and down 8.3% in property crime.
Okay. Give me some examples. What constitutes a violent crime?
So violent crimes are your robberies, your assaults, things like that nature. And then sexual offenses, stabbings, those kind of things are violent crime. Property crime is going to be your thefts, your burglaries, vehicle burglary, vehicle theft, cars getting stolen, that kind of thing. So all of those categories, 8.5% violent crime, 8.3% down in both of them.
One of the bigger things we've seen in the recent news is we have a new administration in charge in the mayor's office.
Yes, sir.
What's the relationship been like with the new mayor?
Been really good. Been having some really good conversations. In fact, my first meeting with him, it was only supposed to be we scheduled, hey, come in for about 30 minutes. Wound up being about 2.5 hours long that we had a really good conversation. He is who he advertises to be. You know, he is that coach that wants to get things done, and he wants to know how he can help to get things done. So we've had some really good conversations working how we can work together to get crime even lower and make the citizens of Baton Rouge feel safer.
He came out to the start of the latest academy.
He did.
How big of a deal is that?
Yeah, so it's really big, and it's nothing really new. Other previous administrations, Mayor Broome definitely had come out and spoken to the academies. Sometimes she would wait until the end and speak to them before they graduated, kind of give them some words of encouragement. But it is a huge deal to have, you know, that kind of backing. He said, you know, and I'll quote him. Hopefully I'm not misquoting too bad, but he said, hey, this is the best time in the last 30 to 50 years to be a Baton Rouge police officer now that I'm mayor, because I'm going to take care of the Baton Rouge police officers. So he gave some really good encouraging words to the new trainees, and it was good to hear.
He's bringing with him a lot of public momentum, a lot of public positivity as well. And you couple that with what we've seen in the last couple of years with the Paige Rice Initiative, mm-hmm. and we're seeing more citizens of Baton Rouge become stakeholders. We're seeing more business owners in Baton Rouge say, you know, maybe this is my problem as well, and I can't just hand it off to anybody wearing a badge. When you take all these things together, does it make your job easier? I mean, does it make your job, you know, as when I'm having trouble with the wording of this one, but do we have too many people trying to contribute so you have too many voices so nothing gets done? Or are we going to find a space where everybody finds their role?
Yeah, so it can be a fine line, especially when you're looking at limited resources. You know, you have everybody that wanted this community group wants to affect this way, this way, this way. So sometimes it can be too many chefs in the kitchen. But at the end of the day, we need everybody to be stakeholders. We need everybody to help. We mentioned the 16 kids, right? 16 juveniles, 16 and younger that committed homicide. Along the way, people and systems failed them. So we need all of the business help. We need all the community help, school help, religious leaders, anybody to come in and help us. And they can do that by being in our citizens academies. They can do that by giving us access to their cameras with the Paige Rice and Connect Blue. So we need all of those resources so we can drive crime.
Last one before we get you out of here. You mentioned Citizens Academy. When's that one coming up?
Yeah, so it's coming up in February. We got applications. We will repost them today on our Facebook page for that. And also we have women's self-defense class. Our equalizer, that'll be coming up. So we'll be posting applications information for both those. Citizens Academy is a great way if you want to get a behind the scenes look, behind the curtain peek at what we do and the kind of training that our officers go through.
Yeah, and seating is limited and it's very, very popular. I know Condon has done it in the past.
Yeah, Condon was there. He did a good job.
Yeah, and I promise I'm going to get in as soon as like I'm not being a dad every afternoon. So.
I hear you.
He is Baton Rouge Police Chief T.J. Morse. We always appreciate the time, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for having me.